Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This evening, the skies over Israel are clear, with a gentle breeze making for a pleasant night across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are comfortable, ideal for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that the IDF confirmed the elimination of four commanders from Hamas's Beit Lahaya battalion in an airstrike in the Shati area. Also, according to Ynet earlier today, the IDF targeted a Hamas platoon commander in Gaza, with Palestinian reports of casualties and injuries following Israeli strikes. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights security concerns about Turkey, suggesting it may pose a threat similar to Iran within a decade. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel's recent strikes in Syria aim to prevent Turkish entrenchment, with former IDF Navy chief warning of growing U.S. pressure. And finally, I-24 News details Naftali Bennett's unveiling of a national security platform, contrasting it with Benjamin Netanyahu's aggressive campaign tactics. Reaction has been swift on social media. Oren Barsky, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today that the anti-Israel campaign seeks to Islamize the West, expressing concern over international motives. Eitan Fishberger, an analyst, noted that Turkey seeks concessions from Washington, including sanctions relief and fighter jets, having cultivated key relationships over the past 2 years. Ynet Global shared that Israel has relocated its Apache helicopter squadron north, enhancing readiness in the wake of recent conflicts. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in the Shati area, the Times of Israel confirms the operation, noting the targeted elimination of key Hamas figures. This strike follows increased tensions and continued hostilities in the region. The impact on local civilians remains a critical concern as the cycle of violence persists. Turning to the situation in Syria, where Israel's actions aim to curb Turkish expansion, the Jerusalem Post cited former IDF Navy Chief Eliezer Maram, who emphasized the strategic importance of preventing Turkish control. This move aligns with broader regional security strategies and could influence diplomatic relations with the United States. Meanwhile, as Israel prepares for potential threats, Naftali Bennett's new national security platform signals a strategic shift. I-24 News outlines Bennett's focus on security reforms, contrasting with Netanyahu's current campaign rhetoric. This political development could impact upcoming elections and national policy direction. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that health inspectors have closed a well-known culinary establishment in Ashdod due to health code violations impacting the local dining scene. Separately, Ktech reveals that Moderna's stock skyrocketed over 90% following successful trials of its cancer vaccine, marking a significant milestone in medical advancements. And finally, Globes announces the launch of Jerusalem's light rail Green Line this Friday, with expanding the city's public transport network and connecting new areas to the existing infrastructure. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.